When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Nick Janssen, holistic health anxiety coach. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives through the holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, spirit. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing the effective coping strategy, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle change. Say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on the transformative journey together. So welcome, welcome, welcome to my existing listeners and to my new listeners. You might have just arrived. So today's topic, being one of 366, number 75 on the upset chart. Today we're going to talk about, I am not good enough. Okay, so all of us seem to be riddled to this point. Some of us are riddled more. I am not good enough. Now, I wanted to share something with you. There's something saying that for every level, there's a devil. It's a test of discipline and resilience. These devils are known as, number one, I'm scared. Number two, I'm alone. Number three, I am not good enough. So today we're going to address the I am not good enough. Now, unfortunately, some of us might have two of these existing in our inner psyche, and some of us might have three. And this is where those that have the third one in there, I'm here for you to help you uncover this, all this sort of stuff. So the truth is, we're always good enough in the eyes of God. So in the loving eyes of God. So every time we challenge something new, we are reminded by the gatekeepers, whisperers, the voice in our minds, that we're either alone, afraid, or made to feel like not good enough. Where did that come from? In today's podcast, we're going to kind of shine some light to this, to false beliefs that we hold on tight, that we're not worthy or good enough, or even not good enough to love ourselves in this life. And hey, guess what? Today for us is Valentine's Day, and it is a beautiful day to create the self-love. We don't, when you tap into this, it's amazing. Self-love. So you are good enough to self-love. Absolutely. So the question now begs to be asked here, what gave us the idea to feel that this way? What gave us the idea, the assumption that, and it's an assumption, that to make us feel that we're not good enough? How far back does this notion go back in our psyche or mindset? Where is this saying that I'm not good enough? Where did you find that? Where did you first hear this? Who told you this? This is the question to go back. So let's explore this, and we can finish with a nice meditation on this wonderful topic, that you are good enough. Let's reflect on why anxiety challenges people's beliefs and that they may feel not good enough. Well, anxiety can often kind of challenge people's beliefs that they might feel not good enough to several reasons. There are some reflections on this. Let's have a look at number one. Number one killer. Comparisons is said to be the thief of all joy, happiness. Comparisons with others. Look, in today's society, there's so much in our culture, comparisons, it's fueled by social media, social expectations. When individuals compare themselves to others, they may perceive themselves as falling short and not measuring up to certain standards, and leading to feeling of inadequacy. Total awareness on this. And then we have the fear of judgment and rejection. How do we handle rejection? Anxious peeps like myself, we can actually amplify, make this really huge and really believe it and really get put our attention on it and stimulate the amygdala, and then the fear of judging and rejections and others. So this fear can be rooted in the belief that one's worth is So let's go back to this one, the fear of judgment and rejections. Anxiety can amplify the fear of judgment and rejections from others. This fear can be rooted in the belief that one's worth is dependent on external validation. So when individuals feel anxious, they may worry about being judged or rejected, which reinforces the belief that they are not good enough. So once again, where does this belief come from? Yeah, so let's move on to the next one. The high expectation perfectionism, very common one. Many individuals set a high standard, high bar for themselves and strive for perfection. Anxiety can magnify the pressure to meet these expectations and lead to constant feelings of not being good enough. So perfectionism can create a cycle of self-criticism, self-doubt, as individuals may believe that anything less than perfection is failure. Yes, this is very common, especially for those that were looking for validation and for love from their parents. And the only way they can get love, they feel, which is a false belief, is to be able to do their best they can. And so they have this mindset of perfection or nothing. And then we have this past experiences and conditioning. Previous experiences of criticism, rejection, or failure can shape one's beliefs about their worthiness. This is a good one. So these experiences can contribute to anxieties and reinforce the beliefs that they are not good enough. Negative conditioning from childhood or significant life events can also play a role in shaping these beliefs. So in this one, past experience, we are all byproducts of whatever we see, feel, and do. A blueprint of our parents and collected beliefs from circumstances, environments, cause habits. And so yes, our beliefs can be shaped this way, and we can feel worthless. So go deep on this one, because that's like false beliefs are created by just particular this past experience and conditioning. And negative self-talk. Let's look at that. And internalized beliefs. Anxious thoughts often involve negative self-talk and self-critical beliefs. These internalized beliefs, such as I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough, or I'm not deserving of love, can contribute to feeling of inadequacy. False. Okay, false belief. Anxieties can amplify through here and reinforce these negative beliefs, making it challenging to feel good enough. Now, when I say anxiety, when we are in anxious modes, we don't really have the full control. We don't have full control when we're in anxious modes. So it's basically, it basically overrides our thinking. And normally we find ourselves in tiring times, and then we lose our control. And this is another thing to think about. So yeah, we are smart enough. We are telling enough. We are conscious creators in this world. We are deserving of lots of love. We are love, self-love. So it's important to recognize that these beliefs are often distorted and influenced by anxieties. As I mentioned, once we get anxiety, things get distorted. The world's not the same. It's a total flip towards the duality side of life. So let's stay calm, let's stay meditated, let's do all the things that stay in positive vibrations as much as we can. And challenging these beliefs and cultivating self-compassion, that's it there, and self-acceptance can really help us overcome feelings of not being good enough. Therapy, like mindfulness practices, hiring a coach in the space of meditation, which I also do, and self-reflection can, you know, validate, like even journaling can kind of be valuable tool in addressing these anxieties and building a healthy and self-image. Self-image is really important to work on. Most of us, another thing, we see pictures in our mind, and what do? We go to that particular picture in our mind, something that picture can be stored. So let's create new pictures, new images for our mindscape. And just let's begin now to believe that we are worthy, deserving of love and acceptance as we are, as you are. Another one we can look at is unrealistic social standards. Society often sets unrealistic standards for success, beautiful, beauty and achievements. These standards can create a sense of inadequacy, the pressure of measure up, you don't cut it, the world of high competition. Anxieties can really exuberate these feelings, leading individuals to believe that they are not good enough, even if they don't meet these social expectations. And then we can look at internalized criticism from others. Negative comments, criticism, judgments from others can deeply impact the individual's self-perception. When anxieties arise, you know, so these internalized criticisms can resurface. Here they go again, reinforcing the beliefs that they are not good enough. It's important to recognize that these criticisms often reflect the insecurities or the biases of others, but rather than the true reflection of one's worth. What you believe is false. The truth is more, and it's need to go deeper and uncover it. But only until we get to the ground roots of everything before we can clear this, and also mastering the mindset, a positive mindset, a growth mindset. So let's look at another one. Fear of failure and making mistakes. Look, in America, and not so much in Australia, I'm gathering that all those have been taught that fail forward, fail forward, fail forward. Another one is like, you've got to break an egg to make an omelet, right? You've got to break the egg to create that cake. All right, it's part of the recipe. It's part of doing this. We can't make a cake without eggs. Well, you can, but, you know, like, yeah, we need to break through something. It's okay. As we break through, which will be kind of in a week or two, in next week, we're talking something creative tension. We'll address this quite vividly. Creative tension is part of this manifestation. So it's okay to fail and make as many mistakes possible. You will learn more through your mistakes than not making mistakes. Individuals may believe that any mishaps, missteps or failures can confirm their inadequacy. Don't believe that. This fear can be paralyzing and prevent individuals from taking risks or pursuing their goals. So, further reinforcing the belief that they are not good enough. So if you're holding back and you feel your comfort zone, it's time to push forward, because every time you push forward, you're going to fail. But the thing is, you will learn something from it. Let's break those eggs to make lots of omelets. You are good enough. And another one is the lack of self-compassion. This is a good one, and self-care. How often do we get a chance, you know, when we're in this relaxed state to find a space that show ourselves self-compassion, self-care? Anxieties can make it challenging for individuals to practice self-compassion prior to self-care. They may neglect their own needs, constantly striving for external validation or putting other needs before theirs or their own. The lack of self-compassion can reinforce the belief that they are not good enough, as they're not giving themselves the care, the kindness they deserve. It's important to learn self-compassion. Grab yourself some, get that practicing on self-compassion, and self-journal, self-love, gratitude. Love yourself as much as you can. Most of us, the truth is, we don't love ourselves enough. So let's start practicing, make that a habit. Self-compassion, yes, will get rid of all this not good enough stuff. So, and let's move on to limited perspective and cognitive distortions. So what's this? Anxieties can distort one's perception. We know that in a reality. It goes into the duality of life, the ebbs and flows. And the leading to cognitive distortions, such as black and white thinking, overgeneralizing, everything. Oh, no, no, why me? Why? I don't see an end of this. I don't see the light in the tunnel. Or magnifying negative events. These distortions can contribute to the belief that they're not good enough, as individuals may focus solely on their perceived flaws or failures, disregarding their strengths and accomplishments. So let's look at the important parts to remember here. In these beliefs are not fixed or immutable. With self-awareness, self-reflection, and support, individuals can challenge and reframe their beliefs. We can cultivate self-compassion. We can practice self-care and seek professional help and coaching from coaches like myself or any type of professional out there that addresses confidence, self-esteem, addresses anxiety, life coaching, etc. So help, you know, is there, and it can be a powerful step towards overcoming these anxieties and developing more positive and realistic self-perception. So everyone deserves to feel worthy, right? Valued and good enough, regardless of their anxieties or perceived shortcomings. So the truth is, you are loved. You are not alone. You are loved. You're not alone. You are enough. And there's nothing to fear. So let's go moving into something different now, a little bit. So let's go deeper in something. Let's look at, now we've talked about some of the stuff that creates anxieties through and feeling the unworthiness. Let's look at some positive things now, solutions to the challenges to not feeling good enough. So let's go with the first one. Challenge and reframe the negative beliefs. We can identify challenges, the negative beliefs that contribute to feelings of inadequacy. We can replace them with more realistic and positive thoughts, right? For example, instead of saying, I'm not good enough, say, reframe it to, I am deserving of love, respect, and just I am. I truly and deeply love myself. Even though I might be feeling this way, I truly love and accept myself. In emotional tapping techniques, we say, even though I feel this way, I truly, truly love and accept myself. This is changing, reframe the beliefs. And we can also practice self-compassion, right? As mentioned earlier, treat ourselves with kindness, understanding. Treat ourselves like you would love to treat your best friend. You know, acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, okay? Everyone has flaws. No one's perfect. And actually, if you look deep, there's perfect imperfection. And offer yourself the same compassion, forgiveness you would extend to a loved one. We can focus on our strengths and achievements. Now shift your focus from perceived shortcomings to your strengths and accomplishments. What did you accomplish in the past? Make a list of all your achievements, just write. Your talents, your positive qualities. Remind yourself in those moments of the duality, of the ebb. Remind yourself of these regularly to build our self-confidence up. We are what we think, and if we can catch ourselves thinking the wrong way, the negative way, then we can actually help ourselves get up the chain of the higher energy vibration, as mentioned in the last podcast. We can look at setting realistic expectations, challenge perfectionism tendency, and set realistic goals and expectations with ourselves. Recognize that perfection is unattainable and that progress and effort are more important than flawless outcomes. Absolutely. So for those who are challenged with high perfection, we can just take a step back. Learn to take a step back. We are perfect the way we are. We are loved. And then we can look at surrounding ourselves with positive influences. Surround ourselves with supportive and positive people who are uplifting to us, who encourage us. We encourage us. Seek out communities or groups that share similar interests and values, where you can find acceptance and support anytime you reach into it. So who's your tribe? Where's your tribe? Find your tribe. Find your uplifting tribe and live in that space. Surround yourself with beautiful, positive influences. We can practice self-care. We can prioritize self-care activities that nourish your mind, your soul, and your body. Encourage activities that bring you joy, relaxation, fulfillment. This can include stuff like your hobbies. You've got to have a hobby. Exercises, regular exercise, mindfulness practices, meditation, or spending time just in nature. Relaxing in nature. Nature's a wonderful way of embracing us and really just providing some chill time. We can seek professional help. If the feeling of inadequacy persists, a significant impact and impacts your daily life, consider seeking like support from a therapist, counselor, coach like myself. They can provide guidance and strategies to address the underlying issues and develop healthier self-perception. We can challenge comparisons and social media use. We can limit this. We can be mindful of the comparisons, that the comparisons are still of joy. So we can limit ourselves on the multimedia. Everything you see is actually false anyway. Everything it's a filtered version. It's not correct. People's lives are not as perfect as you see them on Facebook or social media. Totally a lie. We are human. Everyone's human. You only see the high tips of what people are actually enjoying for that moment, for that time. And that's okay. But as we compare ourselves, then we might feel ourselves inadequate. So let's stop doing that. Focus on our own journey. Focus on your own beautiful self-growth instead. Focus on reading a nourishing book or something like that. Let's cultivate gratitude. When we actually are grateful and we regularly become grateful, we can reflect on the things that we appreciate most in life. And this can help us like shift our perspective from what we lack to what we have, and fostering this beautiful sense of contentment and worthiness. Now, another beautiful one is celebrate. Celebrate even small victories. How often do you celebrate victories? Acknowledge and celebrate your small victories and progress, and give yourself the credit for efforts and achievements. No matter how big or small, this can help you boost your self-esteem, reinforce the belief that you are indeed good enough. Let's keep building a positive self-perception, even though this takes time and effort. Let's be more patient, kind to ourselves throughout this journey. What do you say? You deserve it. We deserve it. We are deserving of love, acceptance, feeling good enough, just as we are. Let's go move on to what are the benefits of practicing self-compassion. This is a big one. This is how we can break through the beauty of self-compassion. So when we practice self-compassion, this offers us a lot of benefits to ourselves over on our overall well-being, and also our mental health. Let's go with this. Some of the key things, the benefits. Okay, so we can reduce our self-criticism when we self-compassion. We can enhance emotion resilience. So self-compassion enables us to navigate difficult emotions and challenging situations with greater resilience. We want to build our resilience. It'll provide support and nurture in us voices, and that helps us cope with stress, setbacks, and failures. So, yeah, you can help put that voice to a side, the inner voice, yeah? But just being compassionate, even speaking compassionate when we feel triggered really, really helps. We can learn to set back from ourselves and go beyond our thinking mind. We can look at the reptilian mindset. Yeah, we can track back, go behind that reptilian mindset, that fight, flight, freeze mode, that kind of self-perception that we need to protect ourselves and be afraid and be scared and we get into lonely and not feeling good enough. So we don't need that. Now we can boost our self-esteem. Self-compassion helps us develop a healthier self-image and more positive sense of self-worth. It allows us to appreciate the value of ourselves, so we can stay strong to our own values. We don't need to match ourselves with other people's values, regardless of external achievements or validation from others. We don't need it. We can validate ourselves. Beautiful value. So we can also cultivate mindfulness. Self-compassion is closely linked to mindfulness, as it involves being present, aware of our thoughts, emotions, without the judgments, without the reptilian minds and all that stuff. Who needs that? No, it helps us develop a non-reactive, non-judgmental. Imagine living like that, being non-reactive, non-judgmental in our mind state towards ourselves, loving the self, fostering a deeper sense of self-awareness. We can promote mental well-being. Research has shown that self-compassion is associated with lower levels of anxiety. Absolutely. Get practicing. It also helps with depression and stress. It promotes greater overall mental being. Look it up in any psychology dictionary or talk or YouTube. This is always repeated. So guys, if you're listening to this, create yourself this mental well-being, this compassion, self-compassion. Get rid of your anxiety. Start practicing. On the end of this, I'll be providing a wonderful meditation on the whole thing. Let's just keep meditating, being mindful of our condition, not self-judging. Yeah. So forget about this. Reduce your self-negative talks and increase your self-love, self-care. Just keep doing it. Be so kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be patient with yourself. Now, let's look at another one. Improve relationships. Now, we're all striving for love in relationship. When we have compassion, we learn compassion, live with compassion. It is from the heart. And it aims it towards ourselves, and we are also more likely to others. We're more likely to extend this compassion to others when we start with ourselves. Practicing self-compassion enhances our empathy and understanding, and leading to healthier, more fulfilling relationships. First, we start with us, and then we move to others. We cannot move to others unless we fixed ourselves. So let's do that. We can increase motivations and growth. Self-compassion does that. It leads us to, to complacency or laziness. In fact, it fosters intrinsic motivation and growth mindset. If we just go into compassion, when we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, absolutely, we are more likely to take risks, learn from our mistakes, and drive and not be so hard on ourselves, not so rigid, and strive for personal growth. We can enhance overall well-being. It just gives us this greater sense of overall well-being. And it helps us cultivate positive, nurturing relationship with ourselves, with positivity, positive impacts, and it also impacts our physical and emotional and psychological mindsets and health. It's all wonderful. So, yeah, get incorporating the self-compassion in our daily lives. What are you doing today to create self-compassion? Where are you seeing? Who are you seeing? Who are you practicing with? It's so important. It's time. It's time now. Okay, so in a second or two, we're just going to take our press back and, well, what a topic, right? There was so much covered here, and I really enjoyed the self-compassion part of it. And we cannot get enough of that. We cannot practice enough of that. We are enough, right? Those words, again, even what the words we use, not good enough, can reflect on the way we think. We give ourselves instructions to think and even go dive into the emotional frequency-based thing. So energy. So we need to be uplifted in higher vibrations, and stay tuned, because it's time now for our meditation on the subject of feeling not good enough. It's time for our meditation on this topic of I am good enough. And we can all start with just taking a gentle, normal breath, just focusing on normal breath, You do this a few times to just get your center. It is a practice of finding the center and concentrating, focus on the pause, the between. And today we'll begin our meditation with a scanning, the body scan. We can invite you to put focus on your big toe on your right side and your big toe on your left side. Take another breath here and just breathe into your toes. We can move our attention to our right ankle and then you focus on your left ankle. Invite you to put your attention to your thigh, your right thigh, and moving your attention to the left thigh. Then you can move your attention to your calf muscle, the right one, and your calf to the left one. And as we put our focus and energy towards our pelvis, our backbone and the pelvis, holding space there. And if there's any tension there, just loosen up and relax that tension. And invite you to put focus on your stomach zone, stomach muscles, the abdomen. And we move our energy towards our hearts. Pause in that and take a nice breath in here. Breathe out and relax your. You might be feeling tension from your day and around the rib cage, spleen. Loosen that area. Loosen our shoulders. Relax our shoulders. I want you to put attention to your neck. And then to your jaw. And loosen up your jaw. Give that a wiggle from left to right side. Your attention to your tip of your nose, then to your third eye between your eyelids, and put your attention to the crown, to the top of your head. Imagine a nice golden light shining and pouring all the light through our body, and just being here for a bit. And that now that you've found your center, and as you are settled into a comfortable position, let's take a big breath, deep, deep breath. And just in through the nose, holding at the top, and just sighing out. Let her all out slowly. You might have had a stressful day today, or maybe not. And you're still holding a little bit of tension in around the body. It's time to loosen up and just be relaxed. I invite you now to close your eyes and allow your mind to just relax. Let the words of this meditation script guide you into the state of peace and tranquility. going to repeat the mantra silently in your mind. This verse: when my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed, and this moment, the mantra is, I am enough, I am enough. I release the need to strive for perfection and embrace my true worth. I acknowledge all that I have accomplished. I have done enough and honor the effect I've put in. And then there's this gentle knowing within me that guides me to recognize when it's enough. I trust this inner wisdom of mine. I let go of any self-judgment or criticism. I am deserving of love and accept just as I am. And with each breath that I take, it reminds me to be present in this moment, totally relaxed. I am fully present in this moment. And letting go of any worries or any distractions, I allow myself to simply be. I don't need to prove anything or seek validation from others. My worth is not determined by external achievements or material possessions. I am valuable simply because I exist. And again, we will take a gentle long breath through the nose, inhale, hold for top, and exhale. In through the nose for 7 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale. Sighing out for 7 seconds slowly. I release the need to compare myself to others. I am unique and I have my own journey to walk. I am special. I embrace the beauty of imperfection. It is through our flaws that we grow and learn. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I am. Gratitude fills my heart and brings me peace. I let go of any self-doubt and trust in my abilities. I have the power to create positive change in my life. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for any past mistakes or shortcomings. I am human, and I deserve the compassion and the understanding. I release any expectations I have placed upon myself. All those expectations, past expectations, I allow life to unfold naturally, and I trust in this process. Trust in this process. I embrace the power of self-care. Taking care of myself is not selfish. It is necessary for my well-being. I'm open to receiving love and support from others. I am deserving of nurturing relationships. I release the need to constantly strive for more. I find contentment in the present moment. I trust in the timing of my life and everything unfolds in perfect divine order. I let go of any fear or our anxiety about the future. I have the strength and resilience to face whatever comes my way. Whatever comes my way. I honor my boundaries and prioritize my needs. I am worthy of setting healthy boundaries in my relationships. I release any regrets from the past. I cannot change what has already happened, but I can choose to learn and grow. I am connected to something greater than myself. I trust in this wisdom of the universe to guide me. I allow myself to rest and recharge. Taking moments of stillness and silence is essential for my well-being. I embrace the power of self-compassion. I am gentle and kind with myself. I am patient and offering love and understanding. I am grateful for the practice of meditation. This brings me to my inner peace and clarity. And as you open up your eyes and return to the present moment, carry the mantra, I am grounded and centered, ready to embrace the day with a sense of calm and presence. And take a moment here now to reflect on the words and feelings that arose during this meditation. And when you're ready now, slowly open your eyes and carry the peace and tranquility with you throughout your day. This is Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Thank you for meditating and joining me on this journey. If you feel this has helped you, or you know of someone who is challenged with anxiety, I'm only too happy to assist them to gain some relief from anxiety. My contacts are below, all my details in the description of this podcast. My friends, until our next episode and to our next podcast, namaste and be blessed and go with peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.